I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's podcast, Meditation for Health. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening just before you go to bed. I think you'll find it a wonderful way to increase your overall ability and enjoyment and benefits of meditation. In this week's podcast, we're going to be looking at breast cancer patients and meditation, and how meditation can help people struggling with cancer. A lot of people around the world go through bouts of cancer. It's something that many of us are going to face in our lives. And if meditation can help, it's important to know how it can and ways that it can be beneficial if you right now are yourself struggling with some form of cancer. Because stress is just bad for the body. It causes all types of havoc, and studies clearly support that. So, if you can reduce the stress, all the symptoms that come with stress also get reduced. So, let's look at this week's study in regards to breast cancer and meditation. The study was done at St. Joseph's Hospital in Chicago and studied over 100 breast cancer patients for over 2 years. Cancer in any form is obviously very destructive to our body and can cause a lot of stress. So having ways to help with that can be very beneficial. For example, a person may tomorrow be preparing for a bout of chemotherapy. If they have ways to reduce the stress so they're not as worried about it today, what's going to happen tomorrow, there are many, many benefits to this. And what this study found was that regular practice of meditation helped the person experience less stress, better emotional and mental well-being, and an overall improvement in the quality of life. In other words, the person felt better, the stress was reduced, and they overall felt better about life in general. I think it's important to really see the depth of this study, because often when we think of people that have cancer, we think doom and gloom, or we think pain and suffering. And we can't think about a good quality of life. We just think we have to grin and bear it and suffer until either the cancer takes our lives or we get over the cancer and go into remission. But I believe what this study alludes to is that with regular meditation, because you reduce the sense of stress that's felt in the body, and meditation really brings about a sense of peacefulness and well-being overall, at least from my own experience and many, many of thousands of people I've taught over the years, that I think when you're facing a traumatic situation like cancer, one of the biggest ones we can ever face in our life, you can face it with more equanimity, with more calmness, peacefulness, and though, of course, it's very challenging, by learning to live in the moment, by learning to be present with what is, and then also working through difficult times like chemotherapy or painful situations, learning how to breathe, learning how to meditate, what people are finding is that meditation can really help get you through the cancer treatment. Of course, we want to do everything in our power to treat the cancer and, of course, ultimately heal it if possible. But we also need to do our part of reducing the stress, taking care of our bodies, quieting our minds, and really learning to enjoy the present moment. My father-in-law, many years ago, died of cancer. It took him about 4 years. And during that time, he described it as the best part of his life because he really learned to love his family deeply. He spent loads of time with his grandchildren. And he just felt that even though it did take his life, he lived more richly and fully during those 4 years than he had lived during his entire life. When he was diagnosed with cancer, we started meeting regularly to meditate, and he really loved meditation. And my mother-in-law, who's still living, meditates regularly on her own and gets together with people to meditate in meditation groups because she has found it to be a really important part of her life. So meditation, when you face crisis like breast cancer, can be a wonderful adjunct to improve your life, to make your life more bearable during the difficult, challenging times that are ahead. And even when you are in those dark places, meditation just, I believe, has a grounding effect. And this study supports that. It talks about being emotionally and mentally better and an overall improvement in quality of life. Meditation has and can improve your overall well-being and quality of life. So if right now you know someone who is struggling with cancer, I really would encourage you to have them listen to this. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing a guided meditation for people with cancer to help alleviate the symptoms, reduce the stress, and even encourage their body to fight the cancer, because your body and mind work hand in hand. So I encourage you to come back in a couple weeks and listen to that guided meditation. And as always, join us sometime, Elizabeth and I, as we give regular retreats now. And join us for a weekend or for a day, learning how to take your practice to a much more deep level, learning how you can be happy, peaceful, in any situation, at any time. To learn more about our retreats, please visit www.holisticretreats.tv. And I look forward to being with you next week. May you have a meditative week, meditating each morning and each night. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.